Okay, 皆さん、おはようございます。
はい、おはようか。Good morning. This is Osaka. You can say that anytime.
大阪でしょ。大阪ではいつでもおはようございます。
Good afternoon, everybody.
はい、今日も一緒にみんなと礼拝できることを本当に嬉しく思います。
So happy that we could gather to celebrate and worship our Lord God Jesus Christ.
実は今日は教会のカレンダー、暦の中でイースターやクリスマスと同じぐらい大切な日なんです。
Did you know that today is a religious holiday just about as important as Easter or any other special day that we celebrate as Christians?
今日はペンテコステという日です。
This is Pentecost Sunday.
それは一体何なのか、これ今日後から説明しますけれども。
Okay, and I'd like to talk about Pentecost today.
今日私たちに神様の言葉が啓示されるように今祈りましょう。
Let's pray that God is going to just reveal Himself to us in His Word today.
Okay, 祈りましょう。父なる神様、どうぞ今日あなたの命の御言葉を何か一つ鋭く私たちの心に、与えてください。
Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that you are just going to reach down and you're going to prick us in our hearts and just surgically insert your Word.
今あなたが私たちに語ることができる神様であることを信じます。
We believe that you are alive and well, a living God who speaks to us today.
人はパンだけで生きるんじゃなくて。
And we do not live on bread alone.
あなたから出る言葉でいきます。
But we live on the word that comes from you, Lord.
私たちはそれを待ち望みます。
And we are so excited and waiting upon that.
イエス様の皆によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
はい。まあ、今日のメッセージのタイトル、また変なのつけたけど、住所変わりました。
So today's message title is a little bit strange, maybe. It's address change.
そう、住所変わり、引っ越し大変やな、引っ越しって。
You know, when you gotta move, it's such trouble, right?
そう。で、大きな引っ越ししたことありますか、皆さん。
Done a big move or two.
で、人生で大きな引っ越し、僕は2回したことあります。
In my own life, I've had two big moves, with twice in my life.
僕は魚崎東名田区から長田に引っ越しするとき大変やったけれども。
Okay, so one time was we're moving from the east side of Kobe over to the west side of Kobe. Okay.
それで今度は長田から西宮に引っ越してきました。
And then I moved back over to Nishinomiya after that.
で、引っ越しするために大変なのは引っ越し屋さん頼んで荷物詰めれて、そこはまあ分かんない、できんねん、頑張ったらね。
You know, like, so there is of course the deal of packing everything up in the house, putting it in the cardboard boxes, and of course, you know, I can deal with that.
何が大変か言うたら、住所変えましたっていうのをあるところにしなあかんわけね。
You know, besides the actual physical labor, it's when you gotta change the address, and everybody needs to be made aware that you actually have moved.
年賀状くれるお友達とかな。
All the people that are gonna send you your New Year's cards.
それとかクレジットカードの会社とか。
There are different, you know, bills and stuff that come in, like the credit card. で、
市役所にも届けに行かな
きゃ。Of course, you have to go to the city center and take care of it all downtown.
はあ、終わった、思ったら。
And when you think it's all finished,
で、水道が止まったりするな。
Of course, then you get no water.
あ、しまった、水道局に言うの忘れた。
I forgot to tell the water company to turn off the water.
引っ越し邪魔くさいもん。引っ越し皆さん何回かしたことある？
Anybody? Yeah, a little bit of experience with the moving. Yeah.
私たちの神様も引っ越ししたことがあるんです。
But you know what? Our God has also had a few moves.
少なくとも僕が理解できるうちで3回、4回ぐらい引っ越してあるんです。
God has moved like 3 or 4 times.
じゃあ神様は最初どこにあったんでしょうか
？Okay, so where did God move from?
そして今はどこに住んでいるんでしょうか
？And where is God presently residing?
今日ペンテコステという日ですけれども、今日これは神様の引っ越しとめちゃくちゃ関係があるんです。
So, the day of Pentecost has a huge influence on what I've made the message to be in moving today.
神様は創造主なる神様です。この天地を作り、私たちを作ってくれました。
Our Lord God Almighty, He created the heavens and the earth.
私たちも作られたんです。
And He made each and every one of us.
そして神様は私たちとの愛の関係を築くためにもうある意味一つの家に住むためにこの世界を作ったんです。
And God made this planet to be our home that we would share it with the Lord and we would live in community with Him.
私たちは神と共に一つの家、一つの園に住んでいたと聖書に記述がありますけれども、私たちはそこに住むのを拒絶しました。
And so we wereplanned to be living in God's house. We were going to be a family with the Lord, to be connected with Him. But we cut the line and we cut off the Lord.
私たちは神様との関係を切ってしまったんですね。
Yes, we cut the line, we severed communications with our Lord God.
愛する人との関係が疎遠になったり切れたときどうなりますか？
What happens if you've cut your relation with someone that you used to be in love with?
例えば、ミコと僕はカズキを18歳になったので東京の大学に送りました。
For example, my wife Miko and I, we've sent off our son. He's 18. He's gone off to college. Kazuki is now in Tokyo.
Oh, で別に親子の縁切ってないで別に。
You know, we didn't disown him or anything like that. Of course, nothing bad has happened. Don't worry. Don't worry.
距離が離れてるだけで。関係が遠くなったような気がするんです。
But, you know, he's living in Tokyo. We've got a distance between us now, so just we feel that gap.
だから親の気持ちとしてはできれば夏休みに帰ってきてほしいと思うわけです。
And so as a parent, you know, we're hoping he's going to want to come home for the holidays, you know, and summer vacation.
そしてその何倍も強い気持ちを持って神様は私たちと関係をもう一度築き直したいという気持ちを持っておられるんです。
And so how many more times does our Lord God want us to come back to him?
聖書というのは神様がどのようにしてこの関係回復をプランされてそして実行されているかというのをノンフィクションドキュメンタリーだと思ってください。
And so this book, the Bible, is all about the non-fiction documentary story of how the Lord is trying to repair the broken relationships that we once instigated and how to bring us back into His family.
もう一度神様が神の家を作りたいと思っておられるんです。
God wants to build His home again where we are part of.
そしてそこに一緒に私たちは住みたいと思っておられるんです。
And of course, He wants us to live there with Him.
まず神様が最初にそれをし始める手がかりにしたのは200万人のヘブル人。
And so the first people that God chose to try to start to repair the relationship with was the 200,000 or 2 million Hebrew people back in the Old Testament.
神様は彼らがエジプトで奴隷として苦しんでるのを見たんです。
He saw these people and they were suffering under the hand of the Egyptians as slaves.
彼らに対して解放者モーセを送り、そしてこの200万人の民をエジプトの奴隷状態から連れ出したんです。
And so God sent down, he didn't, he looked down upon them, he felt pity on them, and he raised up Moses to be their leader to lead them out of the land of Egypt away from their slave master.
そして約束の地に行くその途中で神様はそのイスラエルの民と契約を結んだんです。
And so God brought them out of Egypt and he was leading them to the promised land in Canaan and along the way he stopped and he made a promise, he made a contract with these people.
神様はシナイ山のところに民を連れてきたんですね。
God brought them to this special location, it was Mount Sinai.
山が燃えてるシーンが出ますか？
There should be a photo maybe we're going to put up there for a moment. You can see this burning mountain here.
ここに神が住んでるとモーセは言ったんです。
And so this is what when Moses had written in the Old Testament about how God resided on this mountain.
そしてここに200万人の民を連れてきて神とモーセ神と神様を合わせようとしたんですね、モーセは。
And so Moses brought these 2 million people, these Hebrews, to meet with their God at Mount Sinai.
神様はその人々に語り始めました。
And God began to speak to the people.
はい、エジプト記の19章を見てみましょう。
And we're going to look into Exodus chapter 19.
読んでみましょう。あなた方は私がエジプトにしたこと、またあなた方をわしの翼に乗せて私のもとに連れてきたことを見ました。今もしあなた方が誠に私の声に聞き従い、私の契約を守るなら、あなた方はすべての国民の中にあって私の宝となります。全世界は私のものであるから、あなた方は私に乗って祭司の王国、聖なる民となるのです。
Okay, looking at Exodus 19 starting from verse 4. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt and how I have carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all the nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
神様が言われたことはこうです。
This is what the Lord was saying.
あなたは私と遠く離れた生活をしていました。
Hey, you all were living a life that was completely separated from
me. だけれども私はあなたを私の家に歓迎します。
But I would like to welcome you to live in my home.
これから一つの家に住んで関係を築きましょう。
Let's live in the house together and let us repair our relationship.
私があなたの神です。
I am your God.
あなたが私の声に従うとき。
And if you would listen to my voice and obey,
あなたは私の宝となります。
You will become my treasured possession.
私はあなたの人生にプランがあります。
I have a wonderful plan for your life.
それは祭司の王国にあなた方をすることです。
And that is that you will become my high priest.
つまり私から遠く離れている人を私の方に近づけてくる、その働きをする人たちになるんですよ。
And that will be you, that you will be the priest, that will be the go in between, that you will go to the other nations to help to bring them to help repair their relationships with me as well.
そして神様の頭の裏側にはいつもいつも神様ご自身がお住まいになる家を作るという感覚がありました。
And so there has always been this idea of God preparing a house.
だから家を作るのはだって人々を家に連れ戻すために作るわけです。
So God's house, we're going to have a place where God is going to have a special place to bring people into His presence.
まず神様がご自身が住まわれる家として設定したのは砂漠の中の組み立て式テント式の礼拝堂でした。
The first house of God that was created was in the desert out here in the wilderness with these Hebrews, and it was called a tabernacle.
これは幕屋と呼ばれる簡易礼拝場です。
It was a tabernacle, which is pretty much an elaborate series of tents.
これは礼拝場は言うても私たちみたいにギターやベースがあって、forever なんとかなんとかって歌うようなものの礼拝とちょっとちゃうで。
You can see this is like, not exactly, there's no electric amps and output or anything there, no kind of, you know,This is a very serious, just simple, cloth and wood kind of structure.
まず真ん中に小さな箱みたいなものがあるでしょ。
You can see the kind of box type shape in the center there in the picture.
あそこで生贄が燃やされるんです。
Okay, that box is actually that's where the altar is, where you would burn the offerings.
これは毎日毎日生贄を燃やして、これは私たち神に近づこうとする人たちの罪の許しのために行われました。
And the offerings.This would be a sacrifice of innocent animal in our place, and this was done for the Hebrew people's sins to be redeemed.
そして神様言ったですね、私はあのテントの中に住みます。
And so it was said that God then was residing in the tent that was just behind that altar.
200万人のイスラエルの民にとって砂漠で生活する中で、これはまさしく神が住まわれる場所、神の家だったんです。
For the 2 million Hebrews that were traveling along together in this wilderness.All in their own tents, this place, this location was indeed literally the place where God resided amongst them.
神の家、神が住んでおられるところ、そしてそこ、そして住んでるだけじゃなくて、私たちが神に近づくために、そこに神の許しのシステムがそこにある必要があったんです。
And this was God's house, and in order to get even close to the Lord, there needed to be a system of forgiveness and redemption in order to be able to have the right to get close to God.
で、まあ、これ簡単な組み立て式と思うけど、結構使ってるものが金銀財宝やったりするから結構組み立ての時間がかかったわけです。初めて作るのは。
You know, of course, this looksrather simple in the photo or whatever here, but this would be have been much more elaborate. There would have been gold and other intricate settings to make all of these kind of
宝石も使われてたりね。
Of course, there was jewels and stuff that were engraved into this place.
でちょっと何ヶ月かかかって一生懸命皆さんで作って、まあできたらやっぱりできたねって剣道式っていうかこうできましたね。こけら落としの日っていうのが必要やんかやっぱり。
I mean, still at this point, it would have had some sort of architectural plan, and when it was completed, there would have been a celebration.There would have been a dedication ceremony for God's house.
わあ、神の家ができたからこれをみんなで祝いましょう。
Let's all go to celebrate the tabernacle of God being completed.
ね、そしてそれをモーセと、そしてモーセのお兄さんのアロンがそのセレモニーをリードしたわけです。
And so Moses, the leader of the people, as well as his brother Aaron, they were the ones that led the ceremony.
そのセレモニーの中で特別なことが起こりました。
And during this ceremony at the dedication, something very special happened.
レビ記の9章を見てみましょう。
Look in Leviticus chapter 9.
読んでみましょう。それからアロンは民に向かって両手を上げ、彼らを祝福し、罪のための生贄、全焼の生贄、和解の生贄を捧げてから降りてきた。ついでモーセとアロンは会見の幕屋に入り、真ん中のところね、幕屋に入り、それから出てくると民を祝福した。すると、皆さん聞いてくださいね。 主の栄光がその200万人の民全体のところに現れ、主の前から、つまりあの真ん中のテントからふわーって火が出てきて、祭壇の全焼の生贄と死亡と焼き尽くしたので、民はそれを見たビビるわ、神は皆これを見て叫びひれ伏したと書いてあるんです。
Okay, now this is a serious action scene that's going to happen here at the dedication ceremony. In verse 22 of Leviticus 9, then Aaron lifted his hands toward the people and blessed them, and having sacrificed the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offering, he stepped down. Moses and Aaron then went into the tent of meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people. And then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted for joy and fell face down.
皆さんそこに行ったらどういうふうなリアクションを取ると思いますか？
How do you think you would have felt if you were in this location at that time?
次の写真見せてください。
Let's look at the next photo here.
その前の写真かな？その前の写真ごめん。これあそこの中から火が出て祭壇の上の牛を焼き尽くしたって言うんです。
Okay, so you can like the image would be like the doors kind of like opening there and like a flamethrower just coming out here and just completely roasting everything on the altar.
もし僕がそこにいたら、うわ怖い、やべえ、すごい神様っていう恐れがまずあるでしょう。
You know, of course, if you were like right there in the front row, you'd be like covering your eyebrows and you'd be like, whoa, that's so high, well, the Lord is gonna fry my hair off.
そう、せやけれども、それと同時に、神様が本当にこの場所に住まわれてるんやっていう喜びと感動があったと思います。
But at the same time, to have this fire come out of the holy place, you would just have this real confidence and realization that there indeed was truly God amongst you in your presence, and you would have probably had some serious goosebumps.
そして丸焦げに焦げた牛を見て、あ、神様が生贄の牛を受け取ってくださったんだって。
And to see the cow that had been completely burnt to a crisp, that God had received that offering and was satisfied.
つまり僕の罪は許されたんだという感動があったと思います。
And that would have been also the symbol that recognizing that they had been forgiven, that their sin was taken upon that cow.
ここは神の家なんだ。
This is God's
house. そして僕が帰ってきてもいいんだっていう感動があったと思います。
Ready, I can now enter this place because I have been redeemed.
何世代もの人々にとってこれが神の家だったんです。
And for, so many generations, this was God's house.
イスラエルの民はダビデという人を王様に立てて素晴らしい王国を築くことに成功しました。
As the Hebrews went over to the promised land, they were successful, they were prosperous. Eventually, there was a king that was introduced, of course. He wrote a lot of the Psalms, that would have been King David.
ダビデは、自分が素晴らしい宮殿に住んでるのに、神様がこういうようなテント式の礼拝堂に住んでるのはあかんのちゃうかと思ったわけです。
David had gone from status as a shepherd to king. He was living in a palace that was so grand, but he started to feel something in his heart. He was worried, how can I live in this beautiful palace when the Lord is still living in a tent?
ですから彼は自分の資材を、財産を全部投げ打って、自分の息子が神のためにエルサレムに神殿を作ることを応援したんです。
And so David, in the later years of his life, he took all of the savings and all of the things that he had gained, all of his wealth, and he used it to gather supplies that his son Solomon could build a temple that was righteous and justified for their God to live in.
エルサレムの丘の上にでっかい神殿建てたんです、ソロモンという王様が。
And so Solomon,
それ写真見せてください。
Solomon did indeed build a huge temple for the Lord in the city upon the hill of Jerusalem.
簡単に言ったらテント式の礼拝堂の石でできたバージョンやね、
okay,
これね。
So this would have been like the 2.0 version of the tabernacle 2.0, and it would have been taken from cloth and wood and brought up into like we're making it with the rock and other materials, much stronger.
で、まあ建てるのにはもっと時間かかって、お金も もかかったわけです。
Of course, when we're cutting rock and we're fitting everything like this, it was going to take a lot more time than tabernacle to build.
ほんで、できたらやっぱりできてよかったねっていうセレモニーするやんね。
And you know there's going to be a big opening ceremony when this temple was completed.
さあ、その時にどんなことが起こったんでしょう。
Okay, so what happened at the opening ceremony for this dedication?
そのセレモニーをリードしたのはソロモン王その人でした。
And so Solomon, the King Solomon himself was the leader of the people at this time, and he also led in the dedication ceremony.
そこで彼は有名な祈りを祈ったんです。
And so Solomon prayed a very famous prayer at opening dedication.
神様、私たちがこの山の方を向いて、この神殿の方を向いて、謙遜になって祈るとき、私たちの祈りを聞き、この土地を癒してください。
And he said, when we raise our eyes to the mountain, when we raise our eyes to your temple here, Lord, that you would listen to your people and that you would take care of us and you would heal us.
その祈りをしたんです。多分周りで聞いてた人はアーメン、アーメンと思って聞いてたんやと思います。
And I'm sure the people all were saying, yes, Lord, we agree and saying amen to what Solomon prayed.
その祈りを祈り終わった後、素晴らしいことが起こったんです。
And so after Solomon had prayed this prayer, something again amazing happened.
OK, 読んでみましょう。歴代史第27章、こう書いてあります。ソロモンがその祈りを終えると、おう、またや。火が天からボーンと下ってきて、全焼の生贄と数々の生贄、祭壇の上にあった数々の生贄と焼き尽くした。そして主の栄光がこの宮に満ちた。祭司たちは主の宮に入ることができなかった。主の栄光が主の宮に満ちたからである。イスラエルは皆日が下り、主の栄光がこの宮の上に現れたのを見て、膝をかがめて、顔を地面の敷石につけて、伏し拝んでこう言った。主は誠に慈しみ深い、その恵みは常しえまでと、主を褒めたたえた。
Okay, so to see what happened at this opening ceremony for the dedication of the temple in Jerusalem in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, starting from verse 1, we read, When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground and they worshipped and gave thanks to the Lord, saying, He is good, His love endures forever.
皆さんそこにいたらどう思いますか?
Okay, if you were able to be at this site, what would have happened?
あの時と一緒やって。
We've seen this before. This is like deja vu.
神様がここに住まわれるんやって。
This is where God is gonna reside.
神様は引っ越ししてきはったんや。
God has moved into this place.
この神殿に住まわれるんやって。
God is going to live and reside in this
place. そして私たちの生贄を受け入れられたんや。
God has accepted our sacrifice.
なんかでもめっちゃ天から空から空から火降ってくるめっちゃ怖いし恐れ多い神様やけど。
Did you see that? Just think that fire came down out of heaven. I mean, I'm a little bit terrified right
now. だけれども Lord, it's good. 神様良い方なんや。
That's so good. He is our God, and we just will worship Him. So He is so good.
ここは神の家なんやって感動もあったと思います。
This is God's house, and I'm sure they were just overwhelmed.
神様が引っ越ししてきたんです。
God moved into this temple.
今エルサレムの神殿が神の家になりました。
And so the temple in Jerusalem became the place where God resided.
でも神の家である幕屋もエルサレムの神殿もまあ天とか石でできたごつい門かは違うにしても神の家の役割は同じやったわけです。
And no matter whatThe material was that God's temple was made out of, whether it had been the tabernacle's cloth and wood or the stone of the temple in Jerusalem, that didn't make a difference.
まず一つ目あの神様の家の役割神様の住まれた家の役まず一つ目許しの宣言です
And, the thing that was the same for both locations was that it, when you were going to this temple to, in the presence of God there had to be a declaration of forgiveness
幕屋もエルサレムの神殿もあなたの罪は許されてますというメッセージを持ってたんです
And so from this first day of the dedication ceremony, it was declared and it was shown to the people that they were indeed purified, they were made righteous through the course of action and this sacrifice.
生贄によってあなたの罪は許されてるから。
Because this sacrifice was made, it has been covered, your shame and your sin.
神様はあなたの責任を問わないよって。
God is not going to hold you responsible.
あなたはもうすでに神の国のメンバーになっていいんだよ。あなたの罪は許されてるんだよというメッセージです。
You are now all children of God. You are part of God's people. You are forgiven.
もう一つの神の国の、神の家の機能は、それは遠く神から離れた人を神の家に連れ戻すという働きです。
And so, one of the other functions that this temple in Jerusalem could be used for was those that were far away and scattered could come back and meet, and go together to be, reunited with their God.
神様が神の家を設定される最大の理由は、帰っておいで。帰っておいで。あなたが私から遠く離れてるんだったら、帰っておいで。帰っておいでということでした。
God had a tangible place that people could gather to, that He could call them up to His place where they would know that they were in His presence. God really just wanted to gather people back into His presence.
その気持ち、神様の気持ちは今でも変わりません。
And this has not changed to today.
あなたが自分が罪に汚れて、そしてそれは決して解決できないと思ってたとしても。
You know, you may feel like you're stuck in sin and there's life, patterns that are just not able to be healed.
あなたの罪は許されています。
But you are forgiven.
本当に?
What?
あなたの罪は許されています。
Your sins are forgiven.
それだけではなくて、あなたは神の家に歓迎されているんです。
Not only are your sins forgiven, but you are being welcomed into God's presence, into God's
house. 私はどんな場所にも歓迎されへん、もういみんなに嫌に思われている人なんやと思ってたとしても。
You may feel like you are chased out of everywhere you go, that you are, frowned upon and looked down upon and despised wherever you may go.
でも神様の家はこういうふうに言います。帰っていらっしゃいって。
But if you would gather in front of God's house, you would hear Him trying to welcome you in.
あなたに家を用意しています。
I have prepared a place for you in my home.
それが幕屋の働きでした。そしてそれがエルサレムの神殿の働きでした。
And so that would have been the function of the tabernacle, and that was again the function of the temple in Jerusalem.
だけれどもダビデが作った王国はバビロンという国に滅ぼされてしまったんです。
But unfortunately, the Kingdom of Babylon came in at some point and they destroyed the temple.
その時に神殿もぐっちょんぐっちょんに潰されてしまったんです。
The temple was completely destroyed at this time.
うん。ああ、じゃあ神様どこ行ったん？神様の家なくなったやんか。
So、what happened? God's house was destroyed. What happened to God?
ああ、残念って。どこ行ったん神様？ホームレスかい。
Was God homeless? Just like strolling the streets?
いや、でも大丈夫。神様もう一度引っ越しされたんです。
That's okay. God was actually already preparing for the next move.
バビロン帝国がエルサレムの神殿を破壊してから400年後。
400 years after Babylon came and destroyed the temple of Jerusalem,
ベツレヘムという町で赤ちゃんが生まれました。
A child was born in Bethlehem.
その両親はその赤ちゃんのことをイエスと名付けました。
And the parents of this child, they named him Jesus.
その子は大工の息子として育ちました。
Jesus was raised the son of a carpenter.
30歳になると彼は律法の教師、ラビとして活躍し始めたんです。
When he turned 30 years old, he came and he became a teacher of the law, a teacher of the word. He was considered a rabbi.
だけれども私たちはイエス様がただの律法の教者と思っていません。
But we do not think of Jesus as just a scholar of the word.
私たちはイエス様を生ける神の神そのものだというふうに理解しています。それは人となれた神だった。
We believe after all we've read in concern to his life that he is indeed Jesus Christ was the Son of God, God incarnate, God come down onto this planet.
その方の中に神の本性が宿っていたんです。
And that Jesus Christ had God's pure characteristics in him.
つまり神がイエス様の中に住んでおられたんです。
So that means God was alive and living inside.
つまりイエス様が今度は神の家となられたんです。
So Jesus became the temple of God as God resided in him.
イエス様もそのことをよく分かっておられました。
Jesus Christ understood that so.
自分は神の家、神の神殿だって。
He understood that he is the temple of God.
そして自分の役割がさっき言ったこの二つやっていうことが分かってたんです。
And he understood that he also had the same responsibility as the tabernacle and the temple. He also was going to do these two things for God's people.
例えばイエス様がある時にティーチングセッション、そのなんか聖書の話をするために場所を、あるお家の場所を借りて人を呼んでやってたわけです。 教えを。
Jesus, he did move quite around quite a bit, and he maybe was going to have a seminar at somebody's house.
で、超満員やったんです。
You know, and this could have been like, I'm sorry?
めちゃくちゃ満員やったんですね。満員に、もう人がいっぱいやったね。
So this would have been like a full house.
で、その時に、ある病気の人が、病気の人、友達をイエス様のところに連れて行こうとした4人の男性がいたというんです。
And so you maybe know the story. There was a very sick man that needed to be. Well, obviously they wanted to have him healed. And so his four friends tried to bring him to see Jesus.
だけれども普通入り口からは入れなかったので彼らは屋根に登って屋根を潰してイエス様の目の前にベッドを吊るして下ろしたというんです。
And it was such a packed house that there was no way to carry this injured man in through the main entrances. The door that was standing room only. So they actually climbed up around and up on top of the house, they broke a section of the roof and they lowered him in on a cot or whatever it was down to be right in front of Jesus.
あなたがイエス様だったらその時なんて言いますか?
You know, if you were Jesus and you saw these people working to get this guy to you so bad, what would you have said?
ああ、かわいそうに、そこまで友達にやってもそこまで大変な病気やったら、かわいそうやね、癒してあげるよって。
Oh man, you got some serious buddies here. Look at them. They're working so hard. They love you, and you must have some serious illness. Come on over here. I'm going to fix you right up.
でもイエス様はそう言わなかったんです。
But he didn't say that.
なんて言ったんですか?
What did he say?
あなたの罪は許されてますって。
You are forgiven is what he first said.
なんでですか?
Why would he say that?
それが神の家であるイエス様の役割だったからです。
It's because that was what Jesus was here for. That was his official duty.
だけどもそれを聞いた宗教的な指導者や立法学者たちはブチギレしたんです。
But all of the leaders of the law, the religious people of the Hebrews there, they're all just going crazy at this.
この若いラビや若い立法の教師は何を言うとね、そんなん言うてええのは神殿に働く大祭司だけがその罪の許しを宣言できない。神の家だけがその罪の許しを宣言できない。ってむちゃ怒ったんです。
And so they were so angry because they were all the scholars of the law and they knew that the only person that had the right to forgive anybody of their sins was the high priest of the temple. And what does this little young rabbi whippersnapper think he's doing? Just forgiving people.
イエス様はそこで広まなかったんです。なんでですか?
And he's like, what?
イエス様は自分の中に神が住んでられて私が神の家であるということを理解してたからです。
And Jesus did this because he knew that he was the temple. He was the high priest.
だから私は人々に許しを宣言します。
That's why I will tell everyone to repent from their sins.
私が行くところどこでもそこは神の家です。
It's because wherever I go, they are in the presence of God. They are in God's house.
それはガリラヤ湖のすぐ横であったとしても。
No matter what was next to the Sea of Galilee.
それとも穴が大きく屋根に開いた部屋の中やとしても。
No matter if it was in a room that was full of people with a hole in the ceiling.
私がいるところは神の家です。
Wherever I am is the house of God.
イエス様はその影響力のために最終的には社会扇動家として社会のウイルスとして逮捕され処刑されてしまったんです。
Because of this way of teaching, they considered him a heretic and that he was blasphemous, and it ended up that he was caused to be sacrificed.
十字架の上で犯罪者のように貼り付け獄門で死んでいったんです。
He was nailed to a cross, labeled a criminal, and he was executed in the most grotesque way.
だけども僕たちは信じています。あれはただの死じゃなかった。
We believe that indeed this was no regular death.
あれは私たちの罪を許すための究極的な神の生贄だったんだ。
This was an extreme case of God putting a sacrifice in our place that we could be forgiven and made righteous.
私たちが用意する動物の中途半端な生贄じゃなくて。
Not talking about some little animal that would have been used to take a representation for our sin.
神ご自身が用意された生贄だったんだ。
It was the perfect sacrifice that God Himself sent down to prepare.
イエス様こそ神の家でした。
Jesus Christ was God's house.
イエス様のところに来る人はみんな罪の許しを宣言されたんです。
When people came to see Jesus, he was always declaring their forgiveness over them.
そしてイエス様は神の国から遠く離れた、神様から遠く離れた人、おいで、おいで、罪人たち、遊女たちを招いたんです。
And of course, Jesus was so welcoming of anyone from any nation, he was trying to gather them together that they could listen to his gospel and that they could understand that they were forgiven.
でもイエス様死んじゃった十字架で、残念。
He died on the cross.
神の家がまた滅んじゃったよ。
And there goes God's house again, the temple of God has been destroyed.
イエス様はお墓に入れられてしまいました。
He was put into the tomb.
だけれども3日目によみがえられたんです。
But he came back to life, he was resurrected on the third day.
神はイエス様をよみがえらせました。
God resurrected Jesus Christ. He gave him the power to conquer death itself.
そして40日間弟子たちと一緒にエルサレムで過ごしたりガリラヤ地方で過ごしたりしたって言うんです。
And so it was recorded that Jesus was then, after he resurrected, together with his disciples for another 40 days.
多分いろんなことを教えられたやと思う。
I'm sure that 40 days would have been a very, very, successful seminar session.
私は今からこうしようとも、ああしようとも、君たちにこうしてほしいと思っていろんなことを話したんだ。
I'm sure their ears were open, their eyes were open as he was explaining to them his plans for the future.
その後、イエス様は彼らの見てる前で天に上げられてしまったと聖書は言うんです。
And it says after that, that finally after that 40 days, that Jesus was taken from their sight as he ascended into heaven.
ちょっと読んでみましょう。ルカによる福音書24章。
Let's check out the ascension. Going into the book of Luke.
それからイエスは彼らをベタニアまで連れて行き、手を挙げて祝福された。そして祝福しながら彼らから離れていかれて、離れんといてや思うやんか。離れていかれたって。
And so in Luke 24, verse 50,When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Wait, don't go, Jesus. Wait,
wait. No. Yeah, まあちょっとちょっと分かり離れていくってどんな風に離れていたか分かりにくいか。マルコによる福音書16章を見てみましょう。
And so how did he go? Looking at from a different gospel, looking at the gospel of Mark.
主イエスは彼らにこう話されたのち、天に上げられて神の右の座に座られたって書いてある。
And so in Mark 16 and verse 19, it says, After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God.
ちょっと待って、ちょっと頭の中にイメージしにくいよね。
Okay, right. This is a little bit hard to imagine in our mind.
じゃあ、使徒の働きには何て書いてあるかちょっと見てみましょう。
Okay, we're going to go over Acts chapter 1.
イエス様をいろいろ教えてから、イエス様は彼らが見てる間に上げられ、多分上の方に上がっていたよね。雲に包まれて見えなくなったよ。どこへ行きはんねん。
Acts chapter 1, verse 9, he said, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes in a cloud. Where's my thing here?
見えなくなったよ。
Yeah, I can't see anything. It's in the clouds. Okay, right?
ほんで、これはイエス様の昇天というとても聖書の中で大事な記事なんです。出来事なんです。
Like, this is the pinnacle. This is the climax of the end of the story, right?
いや、ほんまにこんな風に登っていたかどうか知らんで。ちゃうかったかもしれん。
This is somebody's image. This is a visual. Somebody prepared. Obviously, we don't know if this is exactly how it was, but it's gonna have been great.
つまり40日間イエス様が復活してから40日間弟子たちと一緒におったのイエス様がどっか行ったというんです。
So Jesus, after being resurrected and conquering death together with them for 40 days, after that he was taken from their presence. He left them.
でも多くのクリスチャンの人たちはイエス様が天に行ったということをイエス様がいなくなったんやというふうに考えるわけです。
And so there's so many people when the ascension. Okay, so Jesus left. He left them. There was this kind of separation that happened.
そう。つまりイエス様は天に帰られて、そしてこの本当にその世界にもう一度帰ってくるタイミングを待っておられて、その間は僕らがなんとかいろいろ工夫して頑張ろうみたいな、そういうふうに考えているクリスチャンの人たちがすごくたくさんいるんです。
So there's so many Christians that would be like, oh, Jesus left this earth. He just left us. He's like on his way. I'm like, yeah, good luck, guys. Check you later. I'll be back in a few millennia. And that's why they're kind of waiting on him to come back, and he's just up in heaven, just biding his time.
それは聖書のメッセージと全然違います。
That is totally not what the message of the Bible.
聖書は何て言ってるか、マルコによる福音書の16章をもう一回見てみましょう。
We're going to go back to
ちょっと戻ってください。マルコによる福音書、それそれそれ。天に上げられて神の右の座に着かれたと言うんです。
Okay, after the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven and he sat at the right hand of God.
神の右の座とは当時において王様が座る椅子を意味していました。
when you're sitting on the right hand of anybody on God, or that is the right hand man, that is the King of Kings, right? Mm. Jesus has been considered to be made the King of this world.
つまりイエス様が天の父なる神様から全権を委ねられて王となったということです。
And so from God, the creator of this whole universe, Jesus was considered to be made King of the earth.
うん、確かにそのイエス様が弟子たちと一緒におったその40日間の間にイエス様は弟子たちにこういうふうに言ったんです。
And of course, during the 40 days when Jesus was having his last time with his disciples, I'm sure he told them this.
すべての地上の天においても地においても一切のオーソリティを権威を私はもらいました。取り返しましたと言ったんです。
He says, I have received all authority of all creation.
それはどういう意味ですか?
What does that mean?
I'm in charge で私が王様になったんですということです。
He said, I am the king of this world.
皆さん、イエス様が天に行ったっていうのはイエス様がいなくなったけど僕ら頑張ろうぜという意味じゃないんです。
You know, so Jesus going back up into heaven through the ascension is not him saying, all right, you're on your own, good luck.
帰ってくるまで頑張りましょうじゃないんです。
Yeah, just do the best you can till I get back.
そうではなくて、イエス様が天に帰られたのはイエス様がもうすでに王としての統治を始められたということです。
And what it actually means is that he started his kingdom of God was begun, and so he was going to reign on that of the over that kingdom from heaven.
だから私たちは安心してよいのです。
So we need to just relax.
たとえあなたの体が病気になったとしても、
no matter if your body is somehow inflicted with sickness.
たとえあなたの仕事がおかしくなってそれを失ってしまったとしても、
no matter if your job has been taken away from you, if you've lost your
たとえあなたのビジネスがうまくいかなくなった、
no matter if the business you're involved in is not going well.
たとえあなたが夢を諦めないといけなくなったとしても、
no matter even if you've had to give up what you thought was your dream.
私たちには私たちを愛し慈しみ導いてくださる神様がいらっしゃるんです。
We have a loving God that wants to care for us.
そしてその神様は優しいだけの神様とちゃうんです。
This is not just a kind, sweet God that we have.
天においても地においても一切のオーソリティを権威を持っておられる方で、その方は今世界を治めておられるんです。
This God that we worship, that we celebrate having a relationship with, is the God that created the heaven, the stars, the planets, and everything in it, and has complete authority over this world and everything in it.
人生には私たちの人生には難しいことがあるでしょう。
We have difficult times in our lives.
だけれどもイエス様はご自身に従う民である私たちを決して離れずまた見捨てないんです。
But Jesus Christ will never leave us or forsake us, no matter what situation we are in.
だから弟子たちはイエス様が天に上げられているのを見て。ああ、行かないでください。なんで僕らを置いていけるんですか。ああ、行ってまた、俺もイエス様なしで頑張ろうとか、そんなふうに言わなかったよな。
So...We wouldn't have seen the disciples like crying and Jesus like, no, don't go, wait, you didn't, I wanted to take a selfie. Or, you know, there was no like kind of feeling of loss or they didn't get enough from Jesus when he left.
そうではない。ルカによる福音書の24章の52節見てみましょう。こう書いてあるんです。
Okay.
イエス様が天に帰られるのを目撃した弟子たちは非常な喜びを持ってエルサレムに帰り、絶えず宮にいて神を褒めたたえていた。
After the ascension, they weren't crying, they were celebrating. Check it out in Luke 24, verse 52. They worshipped him and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple.Praising God.
なぜ彼は喜んでたんですか?イエス様いてもたのに。
Yeah, well, Jesus is gone. Why are they celebrating so much?
それはイエス様が王になられたということが確信があったからです。
They finally got to see their master become the king that they knew he was.
私が王ですというイエス様のメッセージを弟子たちは確実に掴んでたから喜んだんです。
They heard him say from his own lips that he is indeed the king.Of kings, and they were so excited to be a part of his family.
イエス様は天に上げられる前に彼らにこういうふうに言いました。
Before Jesus was lifted up into heaven, he said this to his disciples.
使徒の働きの一章にこう書いてあります。
Looking at Acts chapter 1.
あなた方はエルサレムを離れないで、私から聞いた父の約束を待ちなさい。ヨハネは水でバプテスマを授けたけどね、もう間もなくあなた方は聖霊のバプテスマを受けるからです。聖霊があなたの上に臨まれるとき、あなた方は力を受けます。それまでエルサレムを離れてあなた方は力を受けます。そしてその力を受けたら、エルサレム、ユダヤ、サマリアの全土および地の果てまで私の証人となります。
And so Jesus, in the 40 days after he had resurrected, before he went back into heaven, he said in Acts chapter 1, verse 4, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
もちろんこう言われてイエス様が言ってもらったから、その弟子たちは、明日かな、明後日かな、もうすぐ言うてはんねんから、明日か明後日かで1日目が過ぎ、2日目が過ぎました。いつになったらその聖霊のバプテスマが起こるんやろ。
When is this baptism of the Holy Spirit gonna happen?
いつそれでどんなんやろかって。
And how is it gonna be?
イエス様が聖霊を送るって言うてはったけど、それってどんなんやろか。3日目、4日目が終わりました。
You know, and so...Three, four days pass, and there's still like this Holy Spirit coming down that Jesus had talked about. They still didn't realize what it was.
1週間経って、
One week and they
waited. まだそれが起こらなかった
ね。
そして10日目になりました。
And so it was 10 days.
うん。その日はちょうど五旬節というユダヤ人の特別なお祭りの日だったんです。
And on the 10th day, this was another time of a special festival for the Jewish people.
ペンテコステ、五旬節、シャブオートって言われるユダヤ人の大切なお祭りの日。
Was already from tradition from before called a day of Pentecost.
そしてほとんどすべてのユダヤ人の人、エルサレムの人たちっていうのは、礼拝をするために朝早くからその日っていうのは神殿に行くんです。
And so on this celebration of the Pentecostal ceremony, for the Jewish people, they would all have gotten up very early to go to the temple.
で、弟子たちも多分ほぼ 100% の割合で朝早くから神殿に行ってたと思います。
And I'm pretty sure that the disciples, they probably would have done the same thing and got up early to go to the temple.
そして大体朝の8時半か8時45分頃にこのことが起こったんです。
And so we're about 8:30 in the morning.This is when it happened.
うん、読んでみましょう。使徒の働きの2章。
In Acts chapter 2.
五旬節の日になって、みんなが一つのところに集まって、多分神殿のある箇所に集まってたんでしょう、弟子たちが。すると突然天から激しい風が吹いてくるような響きが起こり、彼らのいた家全体に響き渡った。また炎のような分かれた舌が現れて、炎、さっきの火の話覚えてる？炎のような舌が現れて一人一人の上にとどまった。すると皆が聖霊に満たされて、御霊が話させてくださる通りに他国の言葉で話し出した。
Okay. In Acts chapter 2, starting from verse 1, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire, fire is again present, that separated and came to rest on each of them.All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
天に昇られて王となったイエス様が聖霊を下されたんです。
Jesus went back into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father and he sent down the Holy Spirit.、
うん、あの幕屋の時と同じです。
This is the same symbolic message, the same symbolic gesture that happened in the temple, in the tabernacle.、
うんうん、そしてまたソロモンが建てた神殿でも同じことが起こったよね。
In the temple, the tabernacle was the same at the temple, the same thing happened.
私たちが神様のためのスペースを作るときに。
When we make a special space for God to reside,
神様はそれを満たされるんです。
God will fill that space.
そして天から炎を送られるんです。
God will send down the fire.
前の2回はほんまの火やったで。
Okay. So the first two times, I mean, that was serious fire that burned up the offering.
いや、これ今度は炎のようなものが頭の上にとどまったということです。ほんまやったら熱々熱々ってなりやんか。
You know, everyone was not like Michael Jackson hair on fire, you know, kind of thing going on there. This was only like the proverbial flame above their head.
神の霊が彼らのうちに働いて、他の国の言葉を喋り出したというんです。
And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they started to speak in tongues of the other people around them in the land of the people of the land around them.
まるで神様があなたの内側に引っ越しをしますと言うてきたような感じでした。
Pretty much we can understand how this would seem that God has now moved to reside inside the people.
これからは あなたが神の神殿です。
And now we are all. You are the temple of God.
これからはあなたが神の家です。
You are God's house.
あなたが全世界に許しの宣言をしに行くんです。
You are going to go forth to declare the forgiveness for the world.
そのために最も必要なものを私は提供しましょう。
And so we need to get our hands on the most important thing.
神様は彼らに言葉を与えられたんです。
And that was the word. God gave them the word.
それはまるでユダヤ、エルサレムから始まってユダヤ、サマリア、そして全地まで行ってらっしゃいっていうための応援のようなものでした。
And as God came down and the Holy Spirit came upon them and they spake all these different, spoke different tongues, it was as if they were being prepared to go forth to all the lands of the world.
神の家になりなさいって。
To please come to join in and be part of God's house.
エルサレムにあるなんかもう物言わへん石でできた神殿とか神の家とかそんなんちゃうで。
We're not talking about please come and reside in the temple of Jerusalem. That's not what we mean.
あなたは死んだ石じゃなくて命ある石なんです。Living stone なんです。
You are going to be the stone that God is going to build into a temple.
あなたは個人としても神の家だし、集まった時に教会として神の家なんです。
When you are alone, you are a single light. You are still that small temple of the Lord. But when you gather together, then your light is gathered and you become a great temple of God.
あなたは個人としても集団としても神の家ですから、あなたの役割何か分かりますか？
When you are an individual or you are in a group with other Christians, you still have the same priority, you still have the same mission, right?
神の家の役割は変わりません。
That mission is as being a part of the house of God does not change.
まず一つ目、神の許しを宣言するのが私たち個人の、そして教会の役割なんです。
And so, first and foremost, whether it be on an individual basis or when we gather in a group, it is the declaration of forgiveness.
どれほど多くの人がこの許しの宣言を待ってるでしょうか？
How many people in this world are waiting upon this declaration?
多くの人が私は神に受け入れられないと信じてるんです。
There are so many people out there that don't think that God is going to receive them.
私のあの罪があるなら神様は受け入れないはず。
Oh, I'm so bad. God would never want to love me.
いやいや、私たちのメッセージがあります。
Hold on a second there. You got to listen to our message.
あなたの罪は許されてます。
Your sin has already been paid for.
また私たちはもう一つ注目したいこと、ペテロがこの聖霊を受けた後、大きな偉大な説教をしたんです。
And so right after the Holy Spirit came down on Pentecost day, Peter stood up, Peter, the disciple of Jesus, and he gave an amazing
ちょっと読んでみましょう。使徒の働き2章の38節。そこでペテロは彼らに答えた。悔い改めなさい。そして罪の許しを受けなさい。イエス・キリストの名によってバプテスマを受け、そうすれば賜物として聖霊を受けるでしょう。
In Acts chapter 2, then after the flames came down upon those people and they spoke in other tongues, in verse 38, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.For the forgiveness of your sins, and you will also receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
私たちは社会に対してあなたの罪は許されていますというふうなメッセージを個人としても教会としても発信しましょう。
We need to be sending out this message. It needs to be out on an individual basis, whether we're doing it as a group, that the people in our society all around us need to know that their sins have been forgiven.
そしてまた、ペテロは悔い改めなさいともメッセージしました。
So, Peter also preached about repenting,
right? 私たちにとって悔い改めとは、神様ごめんなさい、僕は悪かったです、本当にどうしたらいいか分からなくてどうしてごめんなさい、反省してますというのは悔い改めと思ってるけど、
you know, repenting is, oh God, I'm sorry, I'm so bad, you know, please forgive me for that, I was terrible.
だけどもユダヤ人にとって repenting、 悔い改めとは自分のやったことについて反省するだけじゃなくて、その後神のもとに帰る、リペンティングはリターニングだっていう概念があったんです。
And you know, this would have been a much deeper meaning when the word repent was given to the Jewish people. They recognized it not as being, you know, just only remorseful for the bad things that they've done, but a return to the house of God to make right.
ですから私たちが神の家ならば、私たちが誰か ある神様から離れた人との人間関係を築くとき、またその方々が教会に来たときに、歓迎するとき、私たちは神の家として機能していることになるんです。
And so, as we are all small individual temples of the Lord, when we have a friend or someone out in society around us that is looking for some sort of a redemption, that wants to get made whole again, that they need to feel that they need forgiveness, that can be done. Of course, we can bring them here to church and they can feel redeemed when they come into the house, into the presence of God here.
皆さん、自分が神の家って知ってましたか?
But do you realize that you yourself,
そして、
you alone are the
house of God? 罪の許しを宣言し、人々を神の家族に招くのが私たちのに与えられた使命やって知ってた?
So you realize then that you, in whatever place you are the temple of God, and you are now made responsible to declare forgiveness for other people and to help them to understand that they are redeemed.
ペンテコステというのはそれを思い出す日です。
This was the Pentecost.And the story of what these people needed to be reminded.
そしてそのために神様がそれをするための力をくださるということを思い出す日です。
And then we also remember that God will empower you to have the ability to share it with them.
それはある人にとっては新しい言葉かもしれないし。
For some people, that may need to be words of a language that are words that they don't even know.
うん、ペテロたちがそうだったようにね。
You know, and that's exactly what happened for Peter and the disciples.
でも、ある人にとっては誰かに罪の許しを宣言する勇気だったり。
But for other people, maybe it's not the vocabulary so much as just the courage to try to talk to that person.
でもそれが何であれ、神様は私たちに神の家として機能する力を与えてくださるんです。
And how does that happen? The courage, where does it come from? Where do the words come from? It comes from God because God, He resides in us. We are houses of God.
だから今日覚えてほしいのは神の家になってきてください、この社会で。
So please, just remember this as you go forth, that please be the house of God, be the temple of the Lord in your lives.
個人レベルでそれをやってください。
Even on an individual basis, wherever you go, you are the living temple of God.
そして教会レベルで神の家になっていきましょう。
And let us just continue to worship in a way that would be on the same level as when we gather here.
私たちの教会に一世君という素晴らしい20歳の青年がいます。
We have this really, really lovely young man. His name is Issei.
彼は20歳で学校を卒業して、今年から新しい会社に仕事を始めに行きました。
And this young man, he's graduated from college and he started working for his first year in a real job.
おとつい彼と電話で話したんやけど。
The other day, I just happened to have a conversation on the phone with him.
彼が質問があるんです、ふみ先生っていうんです。
He said, Fumi, I got a question.
僕1ヶ月いろんな人とまあお昼ご飯行ったりランチ行ったりおごったるわ言うて、まあ、やっぱり1年生やからね、会社1年生おごってもらえるからいろんな人と飲みに行ったりご飯ごちそうになったりする中で、僕は自分がクリスチャンであること、イエス様を信じていること、教会っていうこと、ちょろちょろ話し始めてるんですっていう。
He's like, Fumi, you know, I'm the new guy at the job, and you know, people are very kind to me there. They take me out for lunch once in a while, and everything. And when we're talking and stuff, sometimes it comes up in that I'm a Christian, and little by little, like I'm able to share my faith with them.
そして何人かが興味を持ってくれてるんです。
And you know what? They actually have a little bit of interest in what I'm talking about when I tell them.
でも、フミ先生、どうやって教会に連れてくるように話したらいいんですか?
How do I introduce the idea of bringing them to church at Crossroads or something? What do I do? What's the process?
だから僕はこういうふうに言いました。一世君、僕らのゴールはその人たちを教会に連れてくることではありません。
And I said, Issei, listen, he said, the end goal, our end goal is not to try to get them into church here.
それではなくて、その興味を持っている人たちが最終的にイエス様に従う弟子になることなんです。
You know, our end goal is to see those people be make right with God and become disciples of God.
もしそれを達成するために教会に連れてくるのがええと思ったら、それをしたらええし。
If the end result it needs to have them come into this place and this is where it's going to happen, that would be lovely.
でも彼らをここに連れてくる代わりに。あなたが神の家になりなさい。
But there's no need for them to take their feet all the way to this church. Actually, you are indeed already the temple of God. You are the light to them.
あなたがその人たちにとって教会になりなさい。
You are the church to them.
木曜日に1ヶ月に2回一緒にスターバックスに行く日を作ってあげて、彼らのお話を聞き、いろんな質問してあげてって。
Hey, what if you just do a Thursday night at Starbucks once a month and just go and talk to them and just listen to their stories every once in a while and
そして終わったら20秒ショットガン祈りをして、 その集まりをすることができるのか。
You know, and after you've listened to their talk, and at the end of the time, they'll just do like a 20-second shotgun style prayer and be like, hey, I'm just going to say a little prayer and say thanks to God for today, and then just pray over them.
あなたが神の家ですから。
And if you do that, you are being the actual, you're doing the rites for being the house of God.
あなたが神の家だから神の家がすることをして、救いを、許しを宣言して、そして、彼らを受け入れてあげてください。
In the same way that it was done at the tabernacle or the temple in Jerusalem, you also can do the same two things, and that would be to declare forgiveness to these people and then bring them to redemption.
皆さん、一世君がそれをできるように、ぜひ今週一週間ちょっと祈ってあげてください。
Let's pray for Issei that he is going to be able to do that through this.
でもそれだけでなくて私たちもそれをしましょう。
That's not just Issei we're talking about here. We all need to be doing that in our daily life.
私たちは神の家です。
We are all the temples of God.
世界に神の許しを宣言します。
We go forth to just announce that to the world.
そしてすべての人を神の家族に歓迎します。
And we do that that all people of all nations could be welcome to God's house.
それはどこから始まるんですか。
Where does it begin?
それは僕が言うペンテコステの祈りから始まります。
It begins from the prayer that was done at Pentecost.
それはこれです。
This is it.
私をあなたの清い御霊で満たしてください。
And that would be, please, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
私を清い御霊で満たしてください。
Holy Spirit, please come and fill me up.
あの時ペテロたちの上に臨んだ聖霊がどうぞ私たちの上に臨むようにしてください。
In the same way that the disciples were empowered by the Holy Spirit, Lord, please come down upon me.
皆さん、聖霊が与えられるのはただ単に私たちの慰めのためだけちゃうで、なんか頑張れとか、もう力づけて神様が一緒にいてくれて嬉しいとか、そんなためだけじゃないんです。
The Holy Spirit is not given to us that we can just have an encouragement, a little pat on the back when we need it, or we're feelinga little bit, you know, needing of when we're discouraged or anything.
私たちが神の家になるためです。
It's for us to be made the house of God, the temple of God.
罪の許しを宣言し。
And so that we can also declare forgiveness.
人々を神の家に歓迎し連れ戻す。
That we can welcome others into God's house.
皆さん、イエス様が今支配されていることを思い出しましょう。
Let's just remember that Jesus Christ, He rules this whole world.
もしそうならば何も恐れることないんです。
If God, if Jesus rules the world, then we are with Him, then we have nothing.
今聖霊に満たされて、そして神の家となりましょう。
Let us all be filled with the Holy Spirit and do the work of His house.
神様はこう言われました。イスラエルにあなたたちは祭司、キングダムオブプリストになるって、言ったんです。
It was proclaimed over His people a long, long time ago that they would be the middleman. They would be the high priest that would help to reconnect the people.
私たちは人々と神を結びつける祭司なんです。
We are all priests that are going to help bring others to God.
もしあなたが神の家として機能するとき、
If you are ready to take your responsibility of being part of the house of God,
あなたはこれが生きてる意味なんやっていうことを実感すると思います。
You will understand the meaning of life.
ああ、私生きてるんやって。
I'm alive.
ああ、神様、このために私を作ったんや。
This is why God made me.
それが神様があなたに持ってやれる人生の目的なんです。
This is the plan for your life. This is the goal that God wants to give you.
あなたは神の家です。
You are the temple of God.
神があなたの内側に住んでおられます。
God lives inside of you.
Okay, 祈りましょう。父なる神様、どうぞ私たちが神の家となることができますように。
Lord, let us feel and understand what it is to be the house of God.
そして世界に罪の許しと、そしてあなたが歓迎してくださる神様であることを伝えることができますように。
Give us the courage and the words to share and to proclaim.
その前にあなたが私たちの罪を許してくれたことを今思い出します。
Before we do any of that, thank you so much, God, for giving us of our sins.
そしてあなたのグレイスによって、あなたの恵みによって、この神の家に、神の家族に歓迎してくれたことを感謝します。
Thank you, Lord, that there was nothing that we could have done, but it was all from you, Lord. Your grace is great enough. Your sacrifice was perfect for us to make us your house.
どうぞ私たちを同じように神の家としてください。
Please, Lord, in the same way as you've done over these centuries and the millenniums, fill us up with yourself. Let us be your house.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。アーメン。